Okay, good evening, everyone. It's Thursday, August 8th. It is 7:07 p.m. This is the City of Derby Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen meeting. Can we please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Can we please have the roll?
Mr. Newberg?
Here.
Ms. Petanici?
Here.
Ms. Vidomsky? Here. Ms. Berrios-Perez? Mr. Kurtica?
Present.
Mr. Sill?
He's excused.
Mr. Chevarella?
Here.
Ms. Falcioni-Smith? Mr. Hyder?
Here.
The record should reflect you have 7 members present for a quorum.
Okay, thank you. Number 4, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. In section 10, executive session, I would like to add 118 Harold Ave, pending litigation, and then in item 11, 118 Harold Ave, litigation settlement. I'll put that in a form of a motion.
Second.
Second by Rob. Any discussion? Anything else? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Number 5, public portion. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak?
Yes, Madam President, Mark Arfalo, I'm town clerk in the City of Derby. Just want to remind everybody that our summer concert series is beginning, did begin this week. And I have left a schedule for you, so I would invite you personally all to come to our free concerts on the Derby Green every Tuesday in August and then Friday nights in September. So hopefully you'll come down, bring your friends. And I know some of you are dancing fools, so you'll be able to tear up the dance floor. Maybe some of you, others maybe not, but we'll take it. So it's a good way to get out, see your old friends and meet new friends. So it's the concerts on the Derby Green every Tuesday in August and every Friday in September. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Frederick, please.
Yeah, works when it's turned on. Frederick Pikrowski, 216 Derby Avenue, Derby, Connecticut. Firstly, I'd like to thank you all. I know you're volunteers and you're taking time out of your life to serve us. Thank you. Thank you very much for your service. And Main Street's starting to look good too. So, you know, a lot of work there, but, I think it was a month ago or so, Derby Avenue was part of a street takeover, and then Pershing Drive, what happened there made national news on some of the non-standard, media outlets. Also going up to Springfield last Saturday, I was the victim of another street takeover where I-84 was closed for a few minutes while people decided to drag race or do whatever else they wanted to do. Very scary because it was near the Slater Ave exit where there's curves. So I was scared one way because the people in front of me were all stopped, scared of what was in front of them, and I was scared about what was coming up. We have 3 state representatives, and yet we're the Rodney Dangerfield for your older people. We're the Rodney Dangerfield of Connecticut. Neither one of them really need Derby support. Kara Rochelle gets most of her support from Ansonia, Mary Wheelander, I believe Orange and Woodbridge, and Nikki Claridis, most of her support comes from Seymour. Where are our state reps? I haven't seen them, you know, gather up too much or anything else, or that some of the times that they do meet with the public, it's kind of hit or miss. Also, having spoke to some of the state reps, they seem more concerned about the grammar we use and the words we use rather than the problems we're trying to discuss. These street takeovers, Main Street's starting to look nice, but a lot of people might not enjoy it for fear of these street takeovers. Derby Ave, fortunately, was mostly loud noise and a lot of cars on their way to Pershing Drive. Some of those mufflers, they sound like gunshots. Some years ago, the same day as the Boston Marathon bombing, my street had a drive-by shooting. And most of the neighbors came out thinking that some poor person's tires were popped or something like that, until we realized no car has five tires, or very few. And when we did call the Derby police, it seemed to take quite a while for them to come. So anyway, where is our state reps, given that we've had, you know, such a traumatic experience here in Derby? These problems seemed like they were far away at one time, but now they're at our front doorstep. Where are state representatives, you know, to address this issue?
Thank you, Frederick. Anyone else from the public who would like to speak?
Tom Linetti, 79 Sunset Drive, Derby. I wasn't going to speak, but I have to. We had a very bad storm here a couple of days ago, and I think it was a tornado because my house got pretty messed up. Well, I just want to give props to everybody, all the street commission, all the workers that are outstanding job, and they're still doing an outstanding job. So I think people should recognize the job that they've done, because this was a real mess. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. I concur with that. Everybody did a great job. Everybody's patience in the city was fantastic as people were doing their work, and the communication and, you know, updates from the city of Derby were fantastic. So thank you for noting that. Appreciate it. Anyone else from the public who would like to speak?
Yes.
Is there anyone?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
This is Karen Chemises, 25 John Street. How is everybody this evening? Great. Concur with Mr. Lionetti that the street department is doing amazing work in getting everything done. That storm, it certainly looked like a hurricane coming through. And I will be putting my messages on that email site as soon as I can get the branches out of my backyard. I also want to commend the fire department, the police department, the fire police, and all the emergency services that handled it as well. That they had more than a dozen calls within the first hour. It was quite amazing that everything went so well. So thank you, all emergency people who took care of our city when we needed it the most. My second thing is that apparently the storms are getting harder and tougher and bigger. And I've been looking at this spillway up at Wittig Park. Now, last year, Mr. Hyder was asking about the Phragmites that are all around the pond, but they've also and now filling up the spillway up there. If we do get a tremendous rain, it's going to overflow the street because it's going to block the water from going down the pipe that's there. So I would ask the Public Works take a look at that and quite honestly take a look at all the storm drains, because I don't think this was the first storm and certainly not the last. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Third and final, is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Okay, public portion is now closed. Number six, administrative and appointments. Number 6.1, approval of minutes. There are none for this meeting. Number 6.2, refund of taxes. 6.2.1, monthly tax refunds. I'm going to ask to table this, or I'll make a motion to table this as the spreadsheet that we were given, the total actually equals $1,265.33. So there's a $2 discrepancy somewhere. So we'll have that go back to the tax office to correct. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Second by Arthur. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. 6.3, appointments to boards and commissions. 6.3.1, 350th Anniversary Committee. Move to approve the appointment of the following members of the Derby 350th Anniversary Organizing Committee: Kim Mastriani, Grace Soika, and Laurel Vicdomino. Can I have a motion?
I'll move.
By George, is there a second? Second by Robin. Any discussion? Correct. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, 6.4, Mayor Joseph DiMartino Municipal Update. The mayor is unfortunately under the weather tonight, so there's no action items for that. Number 7, Committee Reports and Recommendations. 7.1, Community Relations Committee. No action items this month. 7.2, Property and Development Committee. No action items this month. 7.3, Finance and Public Safety Committee. 7.3.1, Proposed Eagle Scout Project on the Derby Riverwalk Greenway. Discussion and possible action on the proposal of Keegan Goodwin of Troop 3 Derby to improve safety on the Derby Riverwalk Greenway. Keegan, I'd like to invite you up to the podium.
Hi, my name's Keegan Goodwin. I am a Life Scout from Troop 3 Derby, and this is... this is my Eagle Scout project idea. Next slide. The reason for this project: people on the Greenway are always getting hurt or have to call sometimes call emergency services when they get injured or there's an emergency or someone gets hurt. But when they try to give the location to emergency responders, they are not specific, and this gives some trouble to emergency responders on how for them to get to their location. So the idea for this project is to put down signs in 4 different sections going on the 1.7-mile walkway. And now go back up. Those signs in each different section will have a different color and a different letter. This makes it so people will know exactly where they are when they tell emergency services, making everything a whole lot easier for everybody. Next slide, please. Emergency location marker layouts. Signs will be located approximately every 10th of a mile along the trail. The first section is from BJ's to the route. Yeah, correct. Route 34 bridge. Now, it's actually 8 signs, but one on each side. So it'd be one on one side of where it is and then second. So it'd be 16 signs, which are an 8x8-inch length. 2 gateway signs, which are signs telling you information about the walkway. And 2 metal posts to put up signs. Section 2 is from Route 34 to the Route 8 bridge, which has 5 metal posts, 10 8x8 signs, 1 entryway sign, and 1 metal post. Section 3, which my family and I call the horseshoe because it's a section parted away from the original trail, it has 2 signs and 1 metal post. And the final section, which is section 4, is in the parking lot under the Derby Shelton Bridge. No, wait, Shelton Bridge. Right. It has 10 signs, 1 entryway sign, and 1 post. Next, please. These are my sign examples. So this was our reference for our entryway sign. You can see that it has a legend saying where the trail is, where you are, the trailhead, and where all the emergency location markers are. Next slide, please. So this is the one that we came up with. There's green, red, yellow, and blue, all going into the different sections of the trail. It shows an example of what one of our signs would look like and gives instructions on what to do if you are hurt or there's an emergency. So The next four sides are all the same, but it shows that this is what a sign looks like. DGA1, the A would be for section 1, B for B, section 2, C, you get it. And the number after that is what sign that is going corresponding. Just go down like two more, and then one after that. So considerations, name the trail to an extent consistency to other Derby trails at Whittock or Osmondale. Putting two letters like DG in front of the identification letter and number pinpoints the location, DG standing for Derby Greenway, therefore making it so the emergency responders would not get confused with other trails in other parks in Derby. The system of coordinates for signs, i.e. U.S. National Grid, will be GPS. I don't know why that's a question like that. There will be the signs will be fixated. Signs that don't have a place, which are in certain parts, will be fixated using a metal post, either placed into the ground or fixated in a different type of way that we will figure out. Last slide, please. GPS coordinate for the signs. So this is a very important part, which we still need to figure out. But for the signs, we will also be placing down their GPS coordinates on the signs for each singular sign for emergency services to know exactly where they are. The signs may be there and give the location of the person or the emergency, but does not give the exact pinpoint location of where the sign is. So by putting the coordinates down onto the sign, it shows that on a map or for emergency services, it shows where the coordinates are, where that emergency or person is, and helps them know exactly where they are. That is my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Keegan. I think it's an unbelievable project. I know that you have done a lot of work to get where you are today. I cannot wait to see the finished project and product. You are certainly helping with the safety of our community and anyone who uses the Derby Greenway. And I would bet that what you're doing today is going to extend into other parks, potentially the Greenway in Ansonia. It really has potential far-reaching impact. Does anyone have any questions or comments for Keegan? Thank you so much. So I would like to make a motion that we approve the proposal of Keegan Goodwin of Troop 3 of Derby, Connecticut, to improve the safety on the Derby Riverwalk Greenway with his sign presentation. And that's in the form of a motion. Is there a second? Second by Ron. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you so much, Keegan. Thank you. Congrats. Yeah. Okay, moving on. Number 8, new business, no action items this month. And number 9, old business, no action items this month. Number 10, executive session. Can I have a motion to go into executive session? And I'd like to invite Linda and Mark.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Motion by George. Is there a second?
Second
by Amy. And any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Madam President, just state the matters that are going to go on.
Absolutely. So the matters going into executive session, 2 Factory Street property acquisition, 395 Hawthorne Avenue pending blight litigation, 118 Herald Avenue pending litigation. And it is 7:27 p.m.
Okay, so I'm going to pause the recording and put the folks into the waiting room, and then we'll put you back in when they come back into regular session.
Thank you, guys. Hey, it is 7:35 p.m. Can I have a motion to come out of executive session?
So moved.
By George, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Arthur. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, number 11. Regular session action from executive session. Discussion and possible action on the following matter. 395 Hawthorne Avenue, Blight Litigation Settlement. Motion to approve a settlement as recommended by Corporation Counsel. Is there a motion?
So moved.
By Rob, second. By Robin, any discussion? All in favor? Aye. Next item, 118 Harold Ave, litigation settlement. Move to approve a settlement as recommended by Corporation Counsel. Can I have a motion? So moved by Rob, second. Second by Robin. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number 12, adjournment. Can I have a motion to adjourn? By Rob. Is there a second? Second by Robin. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. At 7:37 p.m.
Madam President, now that you've officially adjourned, there's a high holiday on Sunday. One of your youngest members of the Board of Aldermen, Alderman Kurtica, is celebrating his 39th birthday again. So on behalf of all of us here at City Hall, we want to wish him at least 39 more.
Happy birthday, George. Let's go celebrate.
Bye, guys.
Bye.